It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He doesn't go. Here's the pitch. It's a ground ball right to Smith. He tags third base. And the Boston Red Sox have come to Yankee Stadium and they've won this game 5-3. Now 9 games over .500, 3 behind the Yankees in the loss column. Kenley Jansen nails save number 17. Boy, you talk about stealing a game. The Yankees and their fans frustrated with this team. This one's going to hurt if you're Aaron Boone of the New York Yankees, Joe.
Biggest win of the year for the Red Sox, no question about it. I mean, they played a poor game, so did the Yankees, but down to their last strike, Dom Smith with a pinch hit, gets it started, and Yoshida, who hadn't homered since April 20th, falls behind 0-2, works the count full, hits 3 foul balls on the 8th pitch of the at-bat. He hits one deep into the right field seats to tie it. And then in the 10th, Rafael at a dead center. A 2-run shot gives the Red Sox the win. This was an exhilarating win, no question about it.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
One of the wins of the year for the Red Sox, and they steal one at Yankee Stadium. Masataka Yoshida with one of the biggest swings of the season. A game-tying solo, a 2-run shot against Clay Holmes in the 9th inning. And then Seidon Rafaela gives the Red Sox the lead for good with a 2-run shot in the 10th. And the Yankee Stadium fans absolutely stunned to see their team blow it again. The Red Sox continue to roll 13-4 over their last 17 games. And they win another road game as well. 10-1 in their last 11 road games. And the Red Sox all of a sudden... just 4.5 games back of the Yankees. 3 back in the loss column. And they win a wild one in the Bronx. 5-3-10. Joe Weil with you here on Red Sox Review. My man Nico Manganiello behind the glass. We're going to take you up to midnight here on WEEI and break this game down. Because so much happened in this game. And this is one of those games where the losing team has to feel awful about themselves. Because the Red Sox did not play a clean game either. They were sloppy in this one too. And it would have felt bad if they lost this one because the Yankees really didn't do anything to go out and win it if they were to have won it. But the Yankees blow it. 2 outs in the 9th inning. Dom Smith with a pinch hit single to keep it going. And then Masataka Yoshida down in the count. He had 2 strikes on him. And he ends up coming through with one of the biggest hits of the year. He was down to the count 0-2, took 3 straight balls, fouled off a couple sinkers, and then drilled one into right field in an at-bat that ended in maybe the most surprising way all season for any Red Sox hitter. Because Yoshida hadn't homered since April 20th. He'd been in a power drought. And he comes up with a huge swing to tie it. Clay Holmes stunned. Aaron Boone stunned. Everybody stunned at Yankee Stadium. This is one of those shows where we want to have the calls roll in and hear from you. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937. Because the talk of this team adding at the trade deadline and building a case to be one that adds is continuing to grow. They've won 5 in a row. They're now 9 games above .500. And now they're actually a half game out of the second wild card spot. They already had the 3rd wild card spot as of now. And they actually have built that lead on the Royals, who are now a game and a half back. Now you're chasing the Yankees. And it feels very attainable to pass this Yankees team that looks dead in the water and is playing bad baseball on top of that. The Yankees could have possibly won this game if not for one of the biggest base-running blunders I've seen in a long time. which came in the third inning, where for some reason Anthony Volpe didn't decide to run through home plate. He slowed up toward home when the Red Sox turned a 3-6 double play where Romy Gonzalez steps on first base and then throws to the shortstop Raffaello, who tags out DJ LeMahieu, who for some reason was trying to not doing his part to try to keep that pickle alive to allow the run to come to score. This Yankees team's been playing awful baseball since they won that game against the Red Sox at Fenway Park, where Alex Verdugo was pounding his chest and all excited because he was playing his former team in his former home ballpark, and he went deep, and the Yankees have just been an awful baseball team since then. And what hurts from their perspective is that the Red Sox are the one that punched him in the mouth first by taking the next two games in that series, and the free fall has started since. And not only has the free fall started for them, the Red Sox are just a hot baseball team. They're playing great baseball. They're 15-5 over their last 20 games. And again, we want the calls to continue to roll in here. 617-779-7937. We are going to get to every single one of you, we promise, here on Red Sox Review. But what a win in a game that they were about to lose. That would have felt bad. And it wouldn't have been, you know, a backbreaking loss necessarily. And you can also text us, by the way, 37937, as some of those rolling in as well. But the fact that you've now stolen one at Yankee Stadium in one of the most dramatic ways we've seen this team steal one all year. And what's actually been really neat to see this team, and this is where you look at how this group has really grown, you know, throughout the year here. Their first 65 games, when trailing after seven innings, they didn't win any games. Last 22 games, when they've been trailing after seven innings, they've won five of them. And it actually all started this stretch of coming back when they played the White Sox. And that's one of the turning points of the seasons, believe it or not, was against the White Sox when they could have dropped 3 out of 4 in that series, and they end up coming back to win that finale, at least split, and then get things rolling. And now we get to watch a fun baseball team win again and continue to put pressure on the front office, because they're showing that they can win. Are they the best team in Major League Baseball? No. Are they the best team in the American League East? No. It's the Orioles. But this team is giving us already a fun summer, which we didn't expect. Be honest. You didn't expect it. I didn't expect it. And that's fine. We were wrong. We were wrong. But now we're in for a nice ride. A fun ride. And it can be even more fun to see how things go. Plus, you got two more games at Yankee Stadium and a chance to take down the big dog Gerrit Cole once again at Yankee Stadium. 617-779-7937. The calls are here. But before we get to those, we got to hear from Alex Cora. Let's hear from the Red Sox manager. He's got to be totally thrilled about this victory.
I don't know if it was due, but we put a good at bats from the get-go. Rafi did an outstanding job against him. Dom stayed with the slider and got the base hit. And, you know, Massa, he's finding his rhythm, you know, and we know he's a good hitter. You know, he hasn't hit for power, but short porch and right, got a good pitcher hit and drove it. And then the kid, you know, we met at second. I think Hammy changed the game, too. When he came in, put pressure on them. He's the runner at second in that inning. You can see that they're paying attention to him. And he got a pitch over the heart of the plate and put a good swing on it.
I mean, when you're one strike away from losing and then tie it up, I mean, what are the emotions like?
I mean, I was actually pleased with the way we played. You know, we didn't play defense one inning, and that's it. So it wasn't going to be kind of like a tough one, right? We've been through this a lot, right? And but one thing about them, you got to give them credit. They don't stop playing. They enjoy themselves too. It's a good group that every time you play against somebody. I talked to Skip today. He's like, man, you guys play hard, you know, and that's a testament who they are, what they're all about, and we're talented too. So, you know, it's been fun.
Rafael's first game at Yankee Stadium for Rafael. He hits that home run.
I mean, huge for us. He's been doing a good job hunting pitches in the zone, hitting the ball hard, and we just wanted him to do the job in that situation. Just hit the ball to right center, or hit a ground ball to second, stay on the pitch, and crush it.
Alex, how pleased were his teammates for Yoshida when he came into the dugout?
It's awesome. It was awesome. He's one of their favorites, you know. He's outstanding with them, obviously. Communication-wise, it's tough, but, you know, you should see Yutaro. Yutaro actually, I mean, he was going nuts in the dugout, but it was a good one. Credit to Horn and Boozer in a game that, you know, with Tanner, like I told him, I took him out because we have to take care of him. You know, it's more health than anything else. You know, it was 34 pitches in that inning, 15 that he threw in the cage, and we needed to patch it up the rest of the day. And Horn did an outstanding job, Boozer too, and then the big guy came in and finished the job. Slade was amazing too.
Yoshida comes up there. I mean, are you thinking at all? You know, he is due for a homer.
No. I mean, that's the last thing I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking bowling the gap or something, you know, keep the line moving. But when he hit in the air, you know, he crushed that ball.
Tanner, after the rain delay, it seems like he clearly...
We didn't make a play. You know, we got the ground ball, double play, and, you know, we didn't finish the play, and it cost us three runs.
Miami, but it seems like Yoshida's been progressing the last 10 days or
so. Yeah, he's putting good at bats. We know he can hit, and, you know, a lot of people gets caught up on the power numbers and all that. I'll take the hitter. You know, this guy can hit 300 in this level. His on-base percentage should be around 400. And you look at him, he's trending in the right direction.
Any more special just coming the first game of a big three-game series?
It's always special to come here and win games. We know where we're at in the standings. And like I said last week, you know, let's not settle. Let's keep pushing and see where you take us.
How much has the last 3 weeks just built confidence in the group?
You got to ask them. You know, one thing about this team, since day one, they don't get caught up on stuff like this. You know, we will show up tomorrow, prepare for Garrett Cole, who's one of the best in the business, and try to win a ball game.
You mentioned Horn, but, you know, this isn't a tough place. This is a tough place to pitch. I mean, for a rookie coming out there and doing what he did, what did he do well and how big was that?
Through strikes, he can spin the ball. He got good fastball. So we're going to trust everybody that who's here. We're going to use the bullpen the way we're going to use it. And, you know, he did an outstanding job. We're good? Thank you.
All right, that's Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox exhilarating 5-3 victory in 10 innings. And boy, what a season Alex Cora has had. Like, he is really he's going to be one of the most important free agents this offseason if he doesn't get signed to a contract this season. Because he's just, it's been a masterclass in managing this year. And the fact that this group is where it is, 9 games above 500, it's been amazing. Yoshida's one of the heroes. Rafael is one of the heroes. Bailey Horn's one of the heroes. 617-779-7937. Again, the number to call in here. What a win for the Sox as they take it 5-3 in 10 innings. We got a lot more calls lined up. I promise we're getting to all of you guys next, so please hang tight. More Red Sox review coming up right after this.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Another payoff pitch, 8th pitch of the at-bat. Here it is. Swing and a drive to right field, deep. Back toward the warning track, into the wall, and it is gone! Massa Yoshida has tied the game with a two-run homer in the ninth inning. Can you believe it?
Oh, Massa! How about it?
Many rows back into the seats.
He got a sinker down and got underneath it. He fought. What an at-bat by Yoshida. Fouled, got the 3-2, fouled off a couple of tough sinkers. And then he got a sinker down and in and got underneath it and scooped it. Second level here at Yankee Stadium.
Crushed. A 3-2 pitch, the eighth pitch of the at-bat.
Great at-bat by Dom Smith, by the way, to even give him a chance. This is a crazy game.
.405 into the second deck and right, Masataka Yoshida. His first home run since April 20th. Ties the game at 3, stuns the Yankee fans at Yankee Stadium, and the Red Sox end up winning it 5-3 in 10 innings over New York. Joe Weil with you. This is Red Sox Review, and that was the highlight from tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. We are going to rip through some calls, but just want to put out the number one final time. Make sure it doesn't have to be the final time I do this, but we'll put the number out for you. 617-779-7937. Again, 617-779-7937 after an epic win for the Red Sox over the New York Yankees. Let's now go to the phones. Let's start it off with Dustin in Lowell. What's going on, Dustin?
What's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, what a great game tonight. And honestly, the reason I wanted to call and, you know, check in with you guys and give you some of my perspective on it, I just feel like this Red Sox team is like defying the analytics, right? I mean, in this situation, I could only imagine that analytics probably tells you that Yoshida's getting out there, you know what I mean? And then even prior to that, down 3-0 late in the game, you know, even coming back, like, analytics probably says the chances of them coming back from 3-0 in that situation at Yankee Stadium, not hitting the ball well, not pitching well, they're probably going to lose that game. But instead, you know, they have hot, like you said, this team wants to win. They're 9 games above .500. They're defying all odds that people put on them this season, saying that we were barely going to be a .500 team. And I really think that this team kind of has somewhat of a 2013 feel to it. I don't want to put that, you know, that on it yet, but I feel like if this team sneaks in the wild card, they definitely could make a run, especially in today's baseball. But yeah, I really just think that like the analytics aspect, this Red Sox team is kind of defying it because they're really not in a place where people thought they're really in a place where people thought that they wouldn't be, right? And they're defying all odds, and you know, and I think they're gonna do some damage, you know, come this fall. So and Rafael is a stud. That kid's an absolute stud. I know he probably hasn't had the best average all year, but I feel like he shows up in big moments, you know? So with that, that's all I got. Thank you guys for taking my call.
Oh, of course, and thanks for chiming in, Dustin. A lot of stuff there, really good stuff there from Dustin. And that last point on Seidan Rafaela, I'm a fan. And as he points out, the overall numbers don't look great, but it doesn't matter because he does so much defensively for you, and then he's been swinging it so much better as he's progressed in his first full year in the big leagues. And he comes up with a big swing tonight. He's not afraid of the moment, and he's been awesome to watch. Now, as for the analytics part of this team, yeah, they're defying what everybody thought of this group. We all thought that this was a 500-ish team because they had been playing like a 500-ish team, but now things have changed, and it's because the young guys have really taken step forwards, right? Jaron Duran playing like an MVP candidate for one. Seidan Rafaela, he's gotten better at the plate as the years progressed. You have other guys stepping up. Connor Wong's having a career year at the plate. Rafael Devers is having a career year at the plate. We didn't get to see David Hamilton all that much tonight, but he's had an awesome year. And he should be playing second base, by the way, because Edmanuel Valdez making another big error in this game. But he's another one of those guys that's taken a huge step forward. The pitching's been way better than we've expected. And so you add all this together, and then on top of that, you have a manager like Alex Cora who is able to really milk this team for all it's worth. That's how you get nine games above 500. And here we are having a real, genuine conversation about what this team can hopefully do at the trade deadline. And then on top of that, like the last caller there just mentioned, Dustin, like, yeah, you get into the dance, anything can happen. Look at the last couple of years with the Diamondbacks making the World Series last year. Philly is making it in 2022 as one of the wild cards. And then you even go back to 2021 where the Braves, they didn't have a good record, but they won the World Series. So just get into the dance. Anything can happen. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Glenn in New Orleans. He wants to talk about Emmanuel Valdez. What's going on, Glenn?
Hey, that was a nice win tonight. Never thought it was going to happen. But how much longer do we have to put up with Valdez? He can't make the throw from the typical second base position to either second base or first base. You mean to tell me they don't have one minor leaguer in low A, high A, double A who can field the ball and make an easy throw? I mean, the guy's he's not accurate at all with his throws, and he bobbles a lot of balls he's lucky to hang on to complete basic plays. So that's all. He needs to go. He needs to go.
Yeah, Glenn, it's been tough to watch, and I do agree with you and appreciate your call as always. Always love when you chime in. That was a play that could have sunk the Sox tonight. And if you missed what we were talking about, and again, if you want to chime in, 617-779-7937 is the number to call in as we discuss another awesome win for the Sox, 5-3 over the Yankees in 10 innings. But the play that Glenn is talking about here, it could have sunk this team, because while Tanner Houck struggled with his command tonight, just throwing strikes, 68 pitches, 33 strikes, he could have gotten a game or an inning-ending double play in the bottom of the fourth inning and kept it scoreless. It was off the bat of Austin Wells, right to Valdez at second base, and he makes a bad throw to Seidon Raffaello, pulls him off the bag. So instead of an inning-ending twin killing, it gives the Yankees the lead. They tack on two more runs, and it was 3-0 at that point. He has not been good enough at second base, even though at the beginning of the season he looked better. And I think at this point, they just have to put Hamilton out there at second base when they can because of what he brings. And I thought it was interesting, Alex Cora, when he was on Jones and Mego, in talking about the system and who could possibly get a call up, he actually mentioned Nick Sogard, who plays for the Woo Sox and is having a good season, who does sprinkle in some second base, and he has in his career played a lot there last year, this year at second base. He's played in six games. He's all around the infield, though. He's a guy that also plays a little bit outfield, too. But he mentioned him. He brought him up. So we'll see how much longer the run is here for Valdez. But, right, the defense has kind of killed you. Now, offensively, he's been way better at the plate. Like, he really has been a difference-making bat. But defensively, he kills you like he did tonight. In the end, though, the Red Sox are able to pull it out, winning it 5-3 in 10 innings because the bats end up bailing them out in the end. Again, 617-779-7937, the number to call in. We got the text rolling in as well, and you can chime in there, 37937 as well. We go back to the phones. We check in with David from Florida. What's going on, David?
Hey, what a win, what a win. I got three quick things. First, a quick question. Talking about second base, what, I mean, I don't know. What's up with Vaughn Grisham?
Well, he's out right now. He's out with a hamstring. And actually, it's really both his hamstrings he's had issues with this year, but he's on the IL.
How long? I mean, what is it, 30 day? I mean, how long is it in the DL?
Well, it's a little bit complicated with him, David, because he's had such a weird year, right? Because he was hurt in spring training, and then they had to kind of accelerate him back. And, you know, now it's just trying to make sure that both are okay. Both hamstrings are okay. So it's going to take some time.
All right. I got two other quick things. First, someone was mentioning a 2013 season. This team is a 1988 Morgan Magic. I don't know how old you are, but if you go Google that.
Yeah, yeah, I was looking this up. Yeah. I'm before my time, but know about the '88 team.
That's what this team is taking on. But in terms of trade deadline, forget about getting another bat because their offense is so versatile that they don't that they can find a way to produce the runs. They need another pitcher because as good as well as the pitching staff has been doing so far, they're still young. And come postseason, and come the dog days, I'd just be nervous. They need a veteran pitcher. Other way back reference, 86 when they brought in Tom Seaver. They need a veteran pitcher like him to hold this team together when the times when things get really tough come August and September. And they need to show up another infielder with a glove because, yes, Valdez is frightening, and so and I'm not so sure about Hamilton and the infield either. I mean, yeah, he's a versatile. He should be the pinch runner. He should be the late inning pinch runner or the at bat when you need it. But to put him in the infield regularly, I still think is dangerous. They need to get another infielder who's with a glove, and they need a veteran pitcher. And they don't need another bat. I don't think they need a bat. I'm comfortable with the offense right now.
Yeah, I think I appreciate it, David, and appreciate you chiming in there. I agree with you on the pitcher completely. I think that is at the forefront to me in terms of needs right now. And the question is, what starting pitcher do you go after? I was talking to Lou about this on the pregame show today, and he brought up Chris Bassett, which is an intriguing name to me because he has another year left on his deal after this one, and he's been, you know, they talk about a guy that's got some experience under his belt, a guy that I like as well, and I think could actually be a good fit with this team, pitched in the division. So that's one guy, and then they could use a right-handed bat. The question is, where do you put them? I mean, you could say shortstop, or, you know, you could say or second base. I think what becomes intriguing is when Casas comes back, then how does the infield get remade a little bit? And then who do you put at second? Do you put Hamilton out there? Do you put, do they keep Valdez on this roster is now becoming a question because of defensive liabilities. We know that this team is stressing defense more than ever this year. And they're still one of the worst defensive teams in baseball. Showed itself out today, but again, it doesn't end up killing them. So we'll wait and see. But again, 5-3 win over the Yankees in 10 innings. What a win. We're back to wrap things up right after this on WEI.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, back to wrap things up here on Red Sox Review. Joe Weil with you. My man Nico Manganiello behind the glass as we wrap up our coverage of a incredible Red Sox win. 5-3 in 10 innings over the New York Yankees, where Masataka Yoshida comes through with a game-tying blast in the ninth inning against Clay Holmes. And then in the 10th, Seidon Rafaela going deep to give the Red Sox the lead. A two-run shot for Seidon Rafaela in his first career game at Yankee Stadium. We have very little time left, so I just want to give a quick shout-out to a couple of unsung heroes in this game. Let's give some credit to Bailey Horn. Third career appearance in the big leagues, and he was awesome today. 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Keeps it a 3-0 game and then a 3-1 game. And then after that, good to have Cam Buser back here at the big league level. It stinks we had to put Chris Martin on the IL, but Cam Buser comes through with 2 shutout innings. And you have to remember that this bullpen was pretty taxed coming into this game, because of the way that Marlins game went, the series finale, where they ended up using 6 pitchers to ultimately pick up a win in 12 innings. And then Justin Slayton delivered. Kenley Jansen delivered. So a great job by the bullpen. Also, give a shout-out to Dom Smith. Came through with a pinch-hit single in the ninth inning to extend this game. And that was clutch, because he ends up taking the 2-1 slider into the outfield. And that extended it for Masataka Yoshida with that New York state of mind and blasted one out. What a game. What a night. And the Red Sox have now won 5 straight and they've taken three in a row against their arch rivals. Sox are hot. 9 games above .500. They look to make it 10 tomorrow. Josh Winkowski versus Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium. First pitch coming up at 1:05. The MassMutual pregame show starts at 12:05. I'll have your pregame coverage. Lou and Joe on the call from the Bronx. Want to thank my man Nico. Great work behind the glass here for Red Sox Review. It's been fun talking to all you guys. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Red Sox Review. Again, I'm Joe Weil, giving you the final one final time. Red Sox 5, Yankees 3 and 10. Thanks for listening here on WEI. Guard who plays for the Woo Sox and is having a good season, who does sprinkle in some second base, and he has in his career played a lot there last year, this year at second base. He's played in 6 games. He's all around the infield, though. He's a guy that also plays a little bit outfield, too. But he mentioned him. He brought him up. So we'll see how much longer the run is here for Valdez. But, right, the defense has kind of killed you. Now, offensively, he's been way better at the plate. Like, he really has been a difference-making bat. But defensively, he kills you like he did tonight. In the end, though, the Red Sox are able to pull it out, winning it 5-3 in 10 innings because the bats end up bailing him out in the end. Again, 617-779-7937, the number to call in. We got the text rolling in as well, and you can chime in there, 37937 as well. We go back to the phones. We check in with David from Florida. What's going on, David?
Hey, what a win, what a win. I got 3 quick things. First, a quick question. Talking about second base, what? I mean, I don't know. What's up with Vaughn Grisham?
Well, he's out right now. He's out with a hamstring. And actually, it's really both his hamstrings he's had issues with this year, but he's on the IL.
How long? I mean, what is it, 30 day? I mean, how long is on the DL?
Well, it's a little bit complicated with him, David, because he's had such a weird year, right? Because he was hurt in spring training, and then they had to kind of accelerate him back, and you know, now it's just trying to make sure that both are okay, both hamstrings are okay. So it's going to take some time.
All right. I got 2 other quick things. First, someone was mentioning a 2013 season. I'm going to – this team is a 1988 Morgan Magic. I don't know how old you are, but you go Google that.
I was looking this up. It's before my time, but know about the 88 team.
That's what this team is taking on. But in terms of trade deadline, forget about getting another bat because their offense is so versatile – that they can find a way to produce the runs. They need another pitcher because as well as the pitching staff has been doing so far, they're still young. And come postseason, and come the dog days, I'd just be nervous. They need a veteran pitcher. Another way back reference, 86 when they brought in Tom Seaver. They need a veteran pitcher like him to hold this team together when the times when things get really tough come August and September. And they need to show up another infielder with a glove because yes, Valdez is frightening, I'm not so sure about Hamilton and the infield either. I mean, yeah, he's a versatile. He should be the pinch runner. He should be the late inning pinch runner or the at bat when you need it. But to put him in the infield regularly, I still think is dangerous. They need to get another infielder who's with a glove, and they need a veteran pitcher. And they don't need another bat. I don't think they need a bat. I'm comfortable with the offense right now.
Yeah, I appreciate it, David, and appreciate you chiming in there. I agree with you on the pitcher completely. I think that is at the forefront to me in terms of needs right now. And the question is, what starting pitcher do you go after? I was talking to Lou about this on the pregame show today, and he brought up Chris Bassett, which is an intriguing name to me because he has another year left on his deal after this one, and he's been, you know, they talk about a guy that's got some experience under his belt, a guy that I like as well, and I think could actually be a good fit with this team, pitched in the division. So that's one guy, and then they could use a right-handed bat. The question is, where do you put them? I mean, you could say shortstop, or you know, you could say or second base. I think what becomes intriguing is when Casas comes back, then how does the infield get remade a little bit? And then who do you put at second? Do you put Hamilton out there? Do you put, do they keep Valdez on this roster is now becoming a question because of defensive liabilities. We know that this team is stressing defense more than ever this year, and they're still one of the worst defensive teams in baseball. Showed itself out today, but again, it doesn't end up killing them. So we'll wait and see. But again, 5-3 win over the Yankees in 10 innings. What a win. We're back to wrap things up right after this on WEI.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
All right, back to wrap things up here on Red Sox Review. Joe Weil with you. My man Nico Manganiello behind the glass as we wrap up our coverage of a incredible Red Sox win. 5-3 in 10 innings over the New York Yankees, where Masataka Yoshida comes through with a game-tying blast in the ninth inning against Clay Holmes. And then in the 10th, Seidon Rafaela going deep to give the Red Sox the lead. A two-run shot for Seidon Rafaela in his first career game at Yankee Stadium. We have very little time left, so I just want to give a quick shout-out to a couple of unsung heroes in this game. Let's give some credit to Bailey Horn. Third career appearance in the big leagues, and he was awesome today. 2 2/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. Keeps it a 3-0 game and then a 3-1 game. And then after that, good to have Cam Boeser back here at the big league level. It stinks we had to put Chris Martin on the IL, but Cam Boeser comes through with 2 shutout innings. And you have to remember that this bullpen was pretty taxed coming into this game, because of the way that Marlins game went, the series finale, where they ended up using 6 pitchers to ultimately pick up a win in 12 innings. And then Justin Slayton delivered, Kenley Jansen delivered. So great job by the bullpen. Also, give a shout-out to Dom Smith. Came through with a pinch-hit single in the ninth inning to extend this game. And that was clutch, because he ends up taking the 2-1 slider into the outfield. And that had extended it for Masataka Yoshida with that New York state of mind and blasted one out. What a game. What a night. And the Red Sox have now won 5 straight. And they've taken 3 in a row against their arch rivals. Sox are hot. 9 games above .500. They look to make it 10 tomorrow. Josh Winkowski versus Gerrit Cole at Yankee Stadium. First pitch coming up at 1:05. The MassMutual pregame show starts at 12:05. I'll have your pregame coverage. Lou and Joe on the call from the Bronx. Want to thank my man Nico. Great work behind the glass here for Red Sox Review. It's been fun talking to all you guys. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Red Sox Review. Again, I'm Joe Weil, giving you the final one final time. Red Sox 5, Yankees 3 and 10. Thanks for listening here on WEI.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.